Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depends where you are. Welcome to the Web Dev Show. I'm Doris Chan. I'm a developer evangelist at Microsoft. Today, we're going to talk about building websites that work everywhere. We're going to focus on the topic cross-browser testing. Again, my name is Doris Chan. I'm a developer evangelist at Microsoft. You may have some questions or feedback you would love to send to me, then here are more information. You could actually reach me on Twitter via @DorisTChan, or you could also email me at doris.chan@standardmicrosoft.com. If you want to find out additional video from me, I actually have quite a few video episodes and a series on Channel 9. This is the first link on Channel 9. And then my blog is also under this address, blog.msdn.com, Doris Chan. Now, for my blog address, it's kind of long. If you don't remember, that's totally fine. Just type Doris Chan space MSDN. More likely, the top two link, one of the link is my blog address. I'm a web person. I have been working on the web space for about 18 years in industry. And I also present the web development topic to different conferences such as OSCON, the Fluent HTML5 Dev, and I also speak to the user group worldwide. So in this particular episode, we're going to talk about how you could do the cross-browser testing. Now, it is very important to test first so that you will be able to see if your website consistently running fine across all the modern browsers. So first thing first, let's talk about cross-browser testing. And then for the rest of the episode, we're going to talk about all the detail about CSS3, about should we do browser detection or should we do feature detection, and we'll talk about how to do party views and fallbacks. Okay, so if you look at this, can somebody tell me, is this the same website we're looking at? Well, the answer is yes. Obviously, this is a Hawaiian Airlines website. And then it's screen snapshots from Firefox, Safari, and IE. But if you just look at or look in the feel, you probably would tell me, no, they're not the same website because they have very different look and feel. They have different font. They have different tabs, different buttons, different interface, and it doesn't look like the same website to me. You're very right, it doesn't. Because why? Because this is actually a website, even though the developers may think this is the same web content, should run across all browsers, but actually it doesn't, right? So one of the challenges for any web developers is how to write interoperable website across all modern browsers. This is really a big challenge. For my 18 years of web development, this is always on my number one priority list. I always have to make sure that I will write interoperable content across all the modern browsers as well as all the older browsers. So really, I would really like to talk about all the tips and the tricks, best practice to write good and consistent interoperable web content across all browsers. Now, so we see quite a lot of browsers. And then people usually say Chrome and the Safari, they seem to behave the same. And then Firefox and IE, they have more consistent look and feel. I would love to use this diagram to talk a little bit about our Microsoft new browser called Edge. I'm sure many of you already installed Windows 10. And then if you have Windows 10, the default browser is Microsoft Edge. And some of you may already try that. So you probably will ask, is Microsoft Edge another IE? The answer is no. Microsoft Edge is a brand new browser. It is actually designed in such a way that it will remove all the code, which is in the purple area. This is belong to the area that it's very much IE specific code. So you want to remove as much as possible of the IE code, and then making more overlapping in the green area, which is make it more interoperable with Chrome, Firefox, and Safari. So this is really the design principle. Edge is designed in such a way is remove all the IE proprietary code and make it more interoperable with all the rest of the modern browsers, Chrome, Firefox, and Safari. So as you can see, if you do everything correct, if you follow all the episode, you could write very good interoperable web content, and you should have no problem to running on the new Microsoft Edge browser. Now, first thing first, so we will talk about all the detail, how you could write better interoperable code. But first, we need to find out, when you actually have a website, you probably want to test first to see if it's interoperable, right? So these are the things you need to do. First of all, finding out all the important browsers that your project is supporting, or you need to, either you or your customers need to support that. So basically, you probably want to install quite a lot of browsers, depends what you need. So for example, you want to test on Edge, you need to install Microsoft Edge, maybe test on IE, Firefox, Chrome, Opera, and Safari if you're running on a Mac, right? So again, you know, Microsoft Edge is part of Windows 10. It's a default browser for Windows 10. So if you get a Windows 10, you already have Microsoft Edge there. But you do need to actually install the other browsers, depends what you need. Next, you probably say, okay, I have the browsers, you know, but I'm not quite sure if I should just test on each individual browser, right? Just like that. It's a very much manual testing. Are there any tools could help me to test those web content? So I will have some ideas what's going on. Hence, I will be able to fix all the problems. So let me introduce you quite a few really cool testing tools. The top four tools I'm just about to introduce are all free. So those are all free tools. It's available on the browser, and we'll talk each one of them in more detail. And the last one, it's a paid tool, but a lot of people use it as well, so we will actually go back to that later. First thing first, let's actually talk about SciScan. SciScan is a very easy to use and useful tool to test the web interoperability for your particular site. So if you take a look, you could actually go into this URL, and then it could be just right away invoke that too, and I will do a quick demo on that. And it's available for all modern browsers. It's not just for Edge. You could run it on Chrome, Safari, and so on. So this will be actually the very first tool I would recommend you to give a test of your particular site. And it's extremely easy to use, and you will see in just a couple minutes. The second one is what we call browser screenshots. This is basically a shots will actually give you a lot of other browsers running on particular OS, running on particular devices. Again, it's a free tool. We're actually getting a lot of content from the browser stack, and you could take a quick look. If you're running your site, you could see how it's going to behave, how it's going to look like on different browsers. And you could actually go to the second link to take a look. The third one I actually highly recommend is for those people running Mac and Linux. So you probably will say, I'm not running PC, right? I'm not running Windows. But I do want to test Edge on my particular Mac or Linux. Could I do that? Absolutely. You could use this free tool called Windows Virtual Machines. And it's actually a free download. You could go to this URL and then pick the particular OS you're interested in and pick the particular browser. It will give you all the image from IE6 to 11 as well as to the newest browser, Microsoft Edge. And then you could actually download that particular image. And then, but obviously you do need to have your own platform. For example, you probably need to have your VirtualBox, VMware, Vagrant or Parallels so that you could actually install that piece of image. And again, we'll go back to that in more detail. Another free tool which you may be interested to use is Remote. Now, for those of you who just say, you know, I have Mac OS, I'm running on maybe iOS and Android devices, and I want to test Edge, but I don't want to install all the virtual machine, right? I don't want to install another image onto my machine. What I could do? So you could actually look into Remote, which will actually give you a utility tool, and you will be able to use that to see how your content will look like on Edge. And again, I will show you more detail later. And last but not least is a paid tool. It's called a Browser Stack. A lot of people feel it's very easy and useful to use. It's a paid online service. It will give you access to hundreds of virtual machines, and you don't need to have to install virtual machines. They will actually give you all the browsers, all the existing virtual machines, and you could actually just test your content without install all those things. So even though it's a paid tool, but it is very useful and handy to use. If you're interested, you could go to the browserstack.com to get it, and you could try it first. And it really supports a local tunneling, so your site doesn't have to be live. You know, even though it's really doing the experimental stage, you still could use that. So very handy to use. Now, I talked about a size scan. Perhaps one of the best way is really looking to the tool itself so we could actually get some idea. Okay, so this is, if you're not familiar with Microsoft Edge development site, this is the Microsoft development site for Edge. And you could see, you could go to dev.windows.com and then type Microsoft Edge. And then the particular one I'm interested in is the tools, right? So we actually, you're gonna see there's a lot of tools available. For example, the quick site scan, the virtual machine, the remote IE, and the screenshots generate. So let's actually go into our first tool. And again, this site could run in any modern browser. It doesn't have to be on IE. So let's actually pick something, say weather.com. So our guinea pig. And let's actually generate that. And then what you could see is it give you a lot of interoperability suggestions. So in this particular case, this site is running fine with a render mode. Everything looks good with HTML markup. It runs the required HTML5 markup, so looks good. And it doesn't have any legacy kind of plugins. For example, it doesn't really involve to use ActiveX, Java, or Silverlight, and so on. So for Edge, in this case, it does support two plugins. One is Flash, the other is PDF. Other than that, Edge does not support any other plugins. So if you have your site, if you see you have some legacy plugins, you should try to remove them as much as possible, because in the very near future, most of browsers are not going to support plugins anymore. Another place we're looking to is it seems to suggest that this is still use some old library, for example, Modernizer, which we'll talk in more detail. It's not using the most current 2A3, it's using 2A2. So basically it says it's safe to upgrade to 2A3 because you should always use the most current frameworks and the libraries. Browser detection is another one. It suggests that this particular site is still using some user agent way to check some of the browser content, and which is a very bad way to do things. And I will get back to that. Why is that? So you could actually go to different, like even give you the source line, which line number, and then you could look into why you implement something bad. Last but not least is actually a very common mistake, but it's very easy to fix. It's called CSS3 prefixes. So this particular one suggests there's a quite a bit prefix for CSS3 that you put the prefix either partially or you didn't really put all the necessary prefix there. So you'd point out every single one of them, like the appearance, like the box sizing and like a transition, you know, it tells you exactly at which line and what is the particular select you're working with, so you could actually fix those problems. And again, in the later episodes, we will actually talk about more in detail about how you could do with CSS and prefix, how you should do feature detection instead of browser detection, and so on. So for now, just bear it with me, because this is actually the result you would love to see once you test your site, and you will get some picture about how interoperable your website is. Okay, so let's actually take a look at the virtual machine. Again, the virtual machine is good for people running not just Windows, but you also run on Mac and Linux, and you want to try IE 6 to 11, or you want to try the most current Microsoft Edge, and you could pick, say, I'm running on Mac, and I want actually the image for Edge, and then you could select, say, I'm using, say, VirtualBox. And then immediately you will see you will be able to download this image as a zip format. And then you could install this piece of free virtual machine onto your Mac so that you could test Edge really easily. Isn't that cool? I think it's very cool. All right, so the other tool, like I said, if you don't like to use virtual image, you could always go to a tool called Remote IE. So for this tool, you could actually just getting a utility running on your iOS, Android devices, in addition to all the Windows devices. And then you could actually see the rendering inside of that small client. It's basically rendering the content of the Edge. So it will actually mimic exactly how your web content will look like in the Edge. So if you don't want to install any virtual machine, I will highly recommend you to install this remote IE, this tool, so it will be very easy to use. Now, another one is obviously if you want to take some major screenshots, say we could use the weather.com again, and it will take maybe a couple of minutes. Depends how big your web content is, but you could already show, it will show you what's looking like on IE 11, on Chrome, on Firefox with different browser version, on Mac, right? This is with Maverick, Safari, and you could take a look at different Safari Opera version, and you could even see it how it looked like on the Google Nexus. Isn't that cool? Even IE 6, even though not many people use it, but still there, right? So you could even see how it looked like on iPhone, on iPad Air, and so on. So this gives you a collection of the screen snapshots for different browsers, for different devices. So it's very handy to use, at least as a first look and feel. And then if you see some major issues, then you could go to what? Exactly. Go to the size scan. You could use the size scan to determine what might be the problem. So all those things with a tick meaning you pass, right? All those things with a little kind of the information mark meaning yes, you have room to improve. You should actually resolve those incompatibility things. Okay, so I just talked about all the four available tools. Again, it's all the free tools. And then this is running on Edge, but easily, you know, you could have running on Chrome. This is in Chrome running SiteScan, and you will see it has exactly same result it will generate. Okay. So by now, you should have some ideas about how to use different tools, either free or paid tools, to actually test your website, test your web content, and first of all, find out what might be some interoperability issues already there, so you could go ahead and fix them. So in the future episodes, we will actually get into the detail about how to work with CSS, the prefix, the feature detection, browser detection, fallbacks, and so on. So, see you next time.